And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and with me is medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
And welcome back food and fitness expert and best-selling author Luke Hines.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Gerald. What a joy to spend Sunday morning with you both.
The Muffin King. Yes. We're going to be talking about his muffins later on.
Okay. Watch out.
Breakfast muffins, no less, which is the best kind of muffin, I think. And I think Australia has woken up beaming with the news that Ash Barty has won Wimbledon as well. Isn't that
good on you, Ash?
Yes. I'm just filled with so much joy, and hearing her speech has almost brought tears to my eyes. She's doing Australia so proud.
Extraordinary human and an amazing athlete. Couldn't have happened to a better woman.
Amazing, these kids, and you look at Yvonne Goolagong as well and a lot of others, Rod Laver, all these people come from outback Queensland. You know, it's not as if they're brought up in inner city with all the privileges that that brings. They are just hard-working country people. Good on you, Ash.
Yes, so exciting. Well, top of the show, we are talking about something that is one of the most common health concerns, I think, that we hear about here on the House of Wellness, but it's also a medical mystery and doesn't actually have a cure. It's restless legs syndrome. Now, a lot of people have never heard of that, and it sort of sounds almost like a made-up thing, Gerald, restless legs syndrome. But you hear from lots of people who suffer from this condition.
A very common issue, Jo, and it's not a cramping. It's a restlessness. So no matter how hard you try and relax, watching the telly, reading a book in bed, it is just a dynamo because your legs just twitch constantly. They're constantly moving, but no amount of moving will actually make a difference. And it is a relationship breaker. If you've got someone in bed beside you and their legs are going against the sheets constantly and you can't sleep, not a good way to keep a relationship happy.
You can eat all the best food in the world and exercise, but if you don't get quality sleep, your life is going to suffer.
Sure.
Sleep is everything. It's when we recover mentally and physically. The idea of something getting in the way of that each and every night is the type of stuff of nightmares. So I'm really looking forward to delving into this today because people who suffer with this, Joe, and you know this firsthand, it is debilitating.
Yeah, so it affects up to one in six Aussies. Mm. And as you said, Gerald, it affects relationships. I have a friend who had a relationship end because of his restless legs syndrome. It obviously causes insomnia, pain, your mental health is affected. It's really quite torturous for people who suffer from it. And misdiagnosis is also not unusual, which is part that we hear all the time that contributes to the anguish that you're carrying when people actually can't be diagnosed. Mm. So we're going to be speaking with Dr. David Cunnington, specialist sleep physician, who is a favourite on this show. We love having David on the show. He'll have a chat to us today. We'll find out why it is tough to treat and what relief is out there for you. Plus, it's the time of year that those winter bugs are with us. We're trying to hold off the coughs and colds and sore throats and sneezing and all of it, really. So we'll learn how bio-fermented olive leaf could help. Our A to Z of vitamins is Austell and Bone Strength and Collagen Support. And, of course, we would love it when you give us a call, 131-873, if you have any questions for your health and well-being. Maybe call if you have got restless legs syndrome and you have a specific question, 131-873. We'd love to hear from you. Next up, what relief might be available to you if you are a sufferer of restless legs syndrome? That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When it comes to keeping your family healthy this winter, go for Henry Bloom's bio-fermented olive leaf extract from Chemist Warehouse. This much-loved product combines multi-strain probiotics and natural olive leaf extract, which is known for its immune support benefits. Henry Bloom's bio-fermented olive leaf extract is $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, all Sukin products are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, welcome back to the House of Wellness. It is often described as an itchy or tingly feeling, and those suffering from restless legs syndrome feel the need to move their legs so regularly at night or when they're resting that it can often mean little or even no sleep. And it's more common than you think, seen in approximately 10% of the general population, with a high prevalence in women and the elderly. And those living with it know the detrimental effects it has on sleep, daily function, quality of life. It really affects all parts of our lives. Today, we're welcoming back a regular to the show, Dr. David Cunnington, specialist sleep physician, to learn more about it. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
It is lovely to have you back on the House of Wellness.
Thanks.
So, David, what exactly is restless leg syndrome and why is it so hard to treat?
So you described it nicely. There are four key symptoms with restless legs syndrome. So it's an irresistible feeling of the need to move the legs. The feeling's got a time of day component, so it's usually worse in the evening or just coming up to getting into bed. It's got a movement component, so it's worse if people are sitting still. And it's relieved by getting up and moving around. So if people have those four core symptoms, that's what we define as restless legs syndrome. And part of why it's challenging to treat is that it's actually pretty poorly recognised, so people may not recognise that's actually what's going on. And because they might not recognise that, also don't go and seek help. But we know there are some good things we can do, so if people do actually recognise it and seek help, then there's some things we can help them with.
So, David, a deficiency in critical vitamins and minerals has been linked to restless leg syndrome. We know magnesium is fantastic for our muscles, but what effect does iron have on restless legs?
So low levels of iron can exacerbate restless leg symptoms. So iron's one of the cofactors in the production of dopamine, and dopamine's an important neurotransmitter in a number of movement disorders, but in particularly with restless legs. So people that are not just low in iron, but at the low normal range in iron, benefit from increasing their iron stores, and it can reduce restless leg symptoms.
David, can restless leg syndrome be symptomatic of other underlying diseases?
Absolutely. And restless legs can be an indication that maybe there's something else going on with health. When we do talk about restless legs, we think of it as what we call primary restless legs, so that is occurring by itself. But there's also secondary restless legs where other conditions, such as other neurological conditions, pinched nerves in the back, some other metabolic or electrolyte imbalances can exacerbate restless leg symptoms. And that's why if people are getting restless legs, it's important, one, to recognise it, seek help. Your GP is a great place to start because they'll have a broader understanding of your general health and can look at some of those other factors that may be exacerbating restless legs.
If we could talk about medications for a minute here, David, in extreme cases, opioids and Parkinson's meds may be suggested, but this isn't a cure for all, right?
Oh, absolutely. So as Joe said in the introduction, restless legs is really common. Lots of people get it. And at some stages of life, it's even more common, such as late in pregnancy. Many women will get it. So we don't use those medications in those situations. That's much more in my sort of day job as a specialist sleep physician. In my sort of world, I'm seeing the very severe end of the spectrum, so I am using those medications quite often. But there's lots of good non-drug strategies that can be helpful before we need to get to that extent.
Like what, David?
Yeah, so Luke mentioned magnesium. So there is a small study showing magnesium can be quite beneficial for restless legs symptoms. We talked a little bit about iron, so making sure that iron stores are adequate and if they are low, topping up iron stores. Simple things like moving. So if people are getting restless leg symptoms, getting up and moving seems to settle them. In some cultures, massaging the leg settles restless leg symptoms. In other cultures, binding, so sort of binding up the calves, which is really a version of massage, can help settle restless leg symptoms. You know, I remember in my day when I was young, we'd buy things for mum, like putting her feet in a sort of a hot tub that vibrated for Mother's Day. That's actually a pretty good restless legs treatment because it's got the heat that settles down the sort of restless leg sensation. It's got the vibration that stimulates the feet and, you know, simulates movement. So that sort of stimulation of the feet is the same as sort of getting up and pacing around can help settle restless leg symptoms. Okay.
Also, I think it's important, David, to acknowledge it as a real thing because for those that suffer it, it really impacts so many parts of their lives. And so surely there's also a conversation around acknowledging that it can actually be very difficult to deal with in your life.
Oh, absolutely right, Joe. So, and that's part of the part of the people with restless legs that I see, the severe sort of tip of the iceberg, because so many people get restless legs. Lots of people go, oh, yeah, I get that. It's just a little thing. It happens occasionally. But for the people who get it quite severely, it has a major impact on their sleep and then a major impact on a whole range of things in their life. So, yeah, we do need to take it seriously.
David, do you think statins are involved as a perhaps a primary cause?
Yeah, there may well be cases where statins can play a role in restless legs. Mm. So as we know, statins can have an impact or have some muscle side effects for some people.
Yes.
And that in turn, in some people, could give restless leg symptoms. Now, do I think that's the case for the majority of people? No, I don't think that's the situation. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, that's the role for seeing restless legs as, okay, it's not just I've only got to focus on the restless legs. I've got to go, right, I've got restless leg symptoms. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things about my health that might be playing into that? Yes. And that's the discussion with your healthcare provider to review all of that.
Sure.
And so, David, just in summary, if someone thinks they may have restless legs, what are the steps that they can take? Because I imagine that, you know, it's one of those things where the symptoms are a little bit vague and you don't know how extreme it needs to be before you go and seek help.
Yeah, so go back to those four core symptoms. And so if people are fulfilling those four core symptoms of the need to move, worse in the evening, worse when sitting still, better when getting up and moving around. Yeah, you've got restless legs. And then think about, well, how much is it troubling me? Is it just a, oh, yeah, that's there occasionally? Yeah, you don't need to do so much. But if it's disturbing sleep, disturbing your health, then you've got to take it to the next level and say, okay, well, I'm going to go and talk to my healthcare provider about that. Yeah. So whether your first point of contact's your pharmacist you've got a good relationship with, another healthcare provider, your GP, but go and talk to them because they'll be able to look at it in that broader context. Now, they may find other bits of your health and say, ah, this is what's going on, let's attack this. Or they may say, gee, that's really pretty troublesome, I'm not sure what to do. And that's maybe when they refer them on to someone like myself, a sleep specialist.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. David Cunnington. It's awesome, as always, to have you on the show.
A pleasure. Thanks,
you
David.
Have a great
thank you, David.
Sunday. That's Dr. David Cunnington, Director of Melbourne Sleep Disorder Clinics. We love it when you give us a call, 131-873. Leslie has called in Penrith. Hi there, Leslie.
Hi there. How are you going?
Good, Leslie. How can we help?
Well, I have MS and I'm still ambulant, so I didn't know what was wrong with my legs. I was beside myself, like, every night. So eventually, after trying hot water, hot, you know, all those kind of things, I went to my GP and they started me on a medication which is called Cifrol, which is used for Parkinson's, and I was a bit worried. I thought, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Anyway, now that's what I do every night.
Good.
Before I go to sleep, so I can get a good night's sleep, and I don't feel there's any side effects.
Well,
oh,
done.
Yes, perfect.
So even though Cifrol is commonly prescribed for Parkinson's, Leslie, it's the action of the Cifrol, which is working on dopamine receptors in your legs, and that settles things down. So well done, and you've got your quality of life back. And that's, as David said, that's what it's all about.
Thank you so much, Leslie. In just a moment, we'll have more of your calls on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your child's general health and well-being with new VitaBubs baby and children's vitamin range. The range is brought to you by Bubs Australia, trusted by Australian families and dedicated to children's nutrition. It targets key health areas such as immune health, digestive health, bone health, brain health and daily health. The VitaBubs range is available from $19.99 a Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, all Sukin products are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. 131-873 is our number. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. But I wanted to mention that, of course, it's July, which brings with it Dry July, which is where people give up drinking alcohol for the month of July and raise money for the Dry July Foundation, which funds projects and programs that improve the comfort and well-being of people affected by cancer. Now, you may wish to donate to the Dry July Foundation and those who are foregoing alcohol in July, but you may also wish to consider giving up alcohol for a month. It's certainly something that can improve your quality of life for a little while. It can have real impact.
It's funny you talk about a month because 10 years ago, Dry July actually changed my life. I wouldn't say I was a massive drinker, but I was drinking for two main reasons. One, at the end of a day to try to switch off, or two, to get really, really blindly drunk. And I noticed that it wasn't a healthy relationship I had, so I thought, I'm going to do Dry July. And when I went alcohol-free for a month, my life transformed. Now, I'm an early riser, and I thought I was handling early mornings well. Now, I absolutely love them. And I think a lot of people forget that even though alcohol gives you that kind of sensational high when you're out and about on it, it's actually a depressant, and it slows our nervous system down, and it can exacerbate things like depression and anxiety. Now, that's something I've lived with for a number of years. Therefore, I was putting something into my system that kind of numbs what I was actually feeling at the time, all out there, big party. And then the next few days, it really took its toll on me. Mm. When I eliminated it, it completely transformed my health, my well-being, my mental well-being, everything. And whether it's for a month, guys, or whether it's something longer for you, I can't recommend getting behind Dry July because it really will change other people's lives with the money that you raise, but your own health will be exponentially better.
It's a really interesting thing, I think, and worthwhile just... I don't know, just kind of examining your relationship with alcohol periodically. You know, it's easy for it to become quite habitual, not necessarily an addiction, but, sure. Certain days reach for a glass of wine, maybe when you're cooking dinner or whatever. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it just creeps up and creeps up, and then you're going, I'm seeming to do this every night now.
Isn't it funny, though, Jo? You and I have known Heinze now for many, many years. Mm. I can't imagine him letting alcohol get up. He's a very strong bloke, very principled fellow. Gee, what am I saying here? But very, very principled, very principled bloke, and obviously very strong. But what an example for those who perhaps need a little bit of a wake up call. And we're all probably guilty of that sometimes. Mm.
Well, and taking a break, it can lead to weight loss, better sleep, saving money, healthier routines. Sure. So give it a crack, or if you'd like, just donate at dryjuly.com. You are really having an impact on people affected by cancer. So let's get to some calls. Heather in Monavale, we have been speaking about restless leg syndrome. What's your experience?
Morning, Heather.
Yes, hi. Look, my family, three of us, I mean, I'm from a family of 11, and three have passed, so four have passed. So out of seven of us, three suffer terribly. Now, the way I can explain it is it's just torment. It started in my 30s and it was mild. And I used to have to get up in my 40s and do aerobics in the middle of the lounge room during the night on and off to get rid of it. And nothing I would do, stand on cold tiles, hot, would get rid of it as I got older. I'm 16. Oh, I won't tell you.
You've told us.
In case other people are listening that know me, I won't say much, but I'm in my 60s.
Yes.
And it's just horrendous without Cifrol.
Okay.
It's a lifesaver to me because I tell you what, I have a sister that suffers so badly as well. Mm-hmm. And she says, Joy says, she just could not live with it. It's that bad. And some people just think, well, it's jumpy legs, but it's the feeling in the legs. It's like deep crawling sensation in the bones of your legs. It just makes you jump. The legs just have to move.
Yes.
And I get them every day and every night, even with Cifrol. If I don't take Cifrol on time, but I'll only get it for an hour and a half until the Cifrol kicks in.
Okay. Well done. At least we've got an option for you, Heather, that's giving you that quality of life that David mentioned. So well done. Thanks for letting us know.
Yes, and I think it's really important for people to know if you are suffering from restless leg syndrome, you're not alone.
No.
There's lots of people out there.
One interesting takeaway from there, when you are prescribed Cifrol and you read the patient information, it mentions Parkinson's all the way through. Forget about that. This is a drug which is used to settle the excess excitability in nerves in your legs. So, and remember, you can't just walk in and say, I want Cifrol, to your local doctor. He or she may need to investigate what's happening underneath behind the scenes as well.
Mm. Now to some other questions that we have on the line there. Elizabeth from Bentley, good morning.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
My daughter has fibromyalgia.
Yes.
And when she gets a severe headache with it, she cannot take Panadol or Nurofen because it makes her quite ill and vomity.
Okay.
Is there something else that she can possibly take for the pain?
There are a number of things, and I think high-dose paracetamol's probably lived its time. There's magnesium, which will be very important for her headaches, Elizabeth. It's a tension reliever. Make sure she's adequately hydrated as well. And also, we talk about it most weeks, turmeric in a higher dose. So you look at the higher potency turmeric, and all of those things will contribute to just easing the tension associated with the fibromyalgia. So it's a matter of keeping the inflammation under control, and fish oil actually helps too.
All the best with that, Elizabeth. We'll get more of your calls next, plus the link between gut health and immunity on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, all Sukin products are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, of course, keeping the tummy bugs, colds and flus at bay can be really tough during winter. And sometimes we do need help to prop up our immunity. 70% of our immune system, and we do bang on about the gut, but
we love it, don't we, Joe?
We love it so much, but 70% of our immune system is made in our gut, so it makes sense to feed them with good quality probiotics and look after our gut diversity if we are wanting to keep those nasty winter nasties, the nasty nasties that
they're
we get
real
over
nasty.
With.
You know they get real nasty in winter,
They
Jo.
Really do, so it's a good way to keep it away. Olive leaf has traditionally been used in India and the Mediterranean to support immune system function, and right now Peter Ferragina joins us to chat about the special Henry Bloom's liquid formula. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, guys. How are we all?
Well, I'm feeling pretty fortunate to be without any of those nasties that winter brings so far. But can you tell us, what is the difference between normal olive leaf extract and the bio-fermented sort?
Well, there's a major difference. That's an excellent question, because our amazing Henry Bloom's bio-fermented olive leaf extract is a truly unique formula because of our exclusive bio-fermentation process called Multiply Plus. Our Multiply Plus process involves 5 stages of the biofermentation using 6 strains of gut-loving probiotics. So this process results in more bioavailability, so it's easily absorbed into our system, and the bioactive complex will support healthy microflora and vibrant health and well-being. At Henry Bloom's, we're very proud that we actually started the probiotic movement in Australia with our namesake and pioneer, Mr. Henry Bloom, way back in 1938.
So, mate, is it safe for the whole family to use the Henry Bloom's range?
Absolutely. Henry Bloom's bio-fermented olive leaf extract is a delicious vegan tonic, suitable from the ages of 3 and up.
Peter, a couple of questions, if I may, very tiny ones.
Sure.
Is your olive leaf fresh picked, and where are the olives from?
They are fresh picked, and they're actually sourced here in Australia.
And okay. Do we need to keep them in the fridge if it contains probiotics?
We do recommend keeping our bio-fermented liquids refrigerated after opening, yes.
Do they taste nice?
They are delicious. The whole thing is delicious.
I've always wondered, Peter, when's the best time to use? I mean, this morning I was just thinking about, do I have it now? Do I have it before bed? Every day, or just when we feel like we're getting a little bit crook with those winter nasties?
Look, we recommend taking Henry Bloom's bio-fermented olive leaf extract daily to get your daily dose of gut-restoring raw probiotics and to support your immune system all year round. You can take it in the morning after breakfast, or if you prefer, you can take it at night. Either one's fine.
Well, thank you so much, Peter Ferragina from Henry Bloom's. We always love anything that helps us look after our gut. So, excuse me.
Or our throat.
You might
need a little dose now, right now.
Emergency to the studio. Thank you so much, Peter. You have a great day.
You too. My pleasure. Stay well.
You too.
Thank you.
We love it when you give us a call, 131-873. Good morning, Kath in Sunbury.
Oh, good morning.
Hi,
I'm suffering very badly with a sciatic and nerve pain.
Yes, nothing worse, Kath. So you've got pain down the back of your of your buttock and into the back of your leg?
Yes, the back of the leg and into the, right in the buttock, you know, in the bum part.
Yes.
I've been to the GP.
And what's been offered, Kath?
Been Panadine, but I really don't like taking those strong ones. I took 3 yesterday and they had no effect on me. And I'm got to the stage where I'm so stressed, I'm shaking and I'm not, you know, not not doing anything. I'm just
some suggestions for you, Kath, and I agree. The Panadine's just a Band-Aid. It's not really solving much.
It's just rubbish.
Right. Now, if you've got, could you write down, please, lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C. The pharmacies in Sunbury will keep this. Lipoic acid is a 400 milligram capsule twice a day for nerve pain. So we've got pressure on your spine putting pressure on the nerve, the sciatic nerve, which goes down through your buttocks. That reduces the excitability of that nerve. The other thing is turmeric. We mention it often. That combination works really well. And to help you sleep, Kath, magnesium. Very important. So those three things in combination, Heinz is going to probably throw in something here food-wise, which will reduce inflammation as well.
Well, I'm taking my chef hat off and putting my personal trainer hat on. And Kath, any form of movement that you can do that you feel safe, that suits your body type, that doesn't increase or give you any pain is also going to be fantastic, because treatments such as physical therapy and moving through your joints, making sure that you stay flexible is so helpful to manage this. Along, of course, Gerald, thank you for throwing that in with a good nutrient-dense diet and the pain management that GQ has advised incredibly.
All the
good
best
on you, Kath.
Yes.
I don't think Heinz's ever had sciatica. It is debilitating. There's nothing worse.
But a gentle walk or a little bit of
stretching? Well, sometimes
stretching.
It's so painful you can't walk.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's the problem. Kath, how about letting us know? If you're on a computer, drop me a note, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, in about a week. I'd love to know how you're getting on.
Sue from Sydney, good morning.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I'm suffering from itchy scalp during the dry winter, and also very itchy skin between the knees and ankle. I don't have dandruff on my scalp, but it's just really itchy.
There is a range that's available, Sue, called Dermal, D-E-R-M-A-L. They make a spray that you spray on the itching part of your scalp. It will settle it within about 15 minutes. They make a matching shampoo conditioner, which will soothe that irritated skin on your scalp, even though it's not flaking. And they also make a cream that's going to help. It's a bit of a band-aid, the whole thing, Joe.
Head to toe.
They also make a cream which will settle that dry skin. But this is all dryness. So fish oil capsules helps fish, Heinze oily fish in your diet. Avocado,
like fish, salmon.
All the good healthy oils, very important to just get your lipid levels back to where they should be. So
common in winter though,
yes,
that
it is.
Itchiness. Oh, it's awful, yes. All the best with that there, Sue. And in a moment, more of your calls. Plus, Heinze, you're going to tell us about that delicious breakfast muffin.
Oh, my mouth is already watering. Might have one here.
Ah, that's after this on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When it comes to keeping your family healthy this winter, go for Henry Bloom's bio-fermented olive leaf extract from Chemist Warehouse. This much-loved product combines multi-strain probiotics and natural olive leaf extract, which is known for its immune support benefits. Henry Bloom's bio-fermented olive leaf extract is just $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, all Sukin products are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It is the House of Wellness. It's time for the A to Z of vitamins, Gerald Osterlin Bone Strength and Collagen Support we're looking at today.
Well, we're going to start here, Joe, with 300 gram of zucchini grated. Oh, hang on. No, that's Heinz's job. That's what he is.
We'll get to that in just a
I want to point out the importance of collagen and bone health. We think collagen, hair, skin and nails. That's only part of the story. Collagen's for connective tissue, and it does play a role in bone strength. It actually helps prevent brittle bones. So we've got the unexpected fracture, which can be life-changing, which is very serious. But we're talking here about the total bone health. Bones are living things. They need a blood supply, and they also need a strong outer lining, which is where collagen plays a role. So logically, if you can combine calcium and collagen and vitamin D3, and you've got in there as well a little bit of copper and manganese. They're the things that all help stronger bones.
And what I've learned...
Yeah, sorry, Joe, go for it.
I was going to say what I've learned actually from the House of Wellness is that we need to care for our bones throughout our lifetime.
Yes, we do. Mm. We do. And from a collagen perspective, you lose 1% of collagen every year from age 20.
Ugh.
Now, when Hindsay turns 20,
The only reason I've been taking collagen, no offence to the bone health, but I've been making sure the skin is plumped and prime, GQ, so that you don't show me up during our A to Z of vitamins segments, speaking of which.
Yes, well, hang on, let me do the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Austolin, Australia's number one bone health brand, and we are going to get your beautiful recipe in just a moment, Heinz. I know, you're desperate to do this,
but can we
do a couple more calls first?
That'd
be all right, please. We've got so many great calls here. Thelma from Melbourne, you have a question for
Gerald. Hello, Thelma. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your question there, Thelma?
Yes, look, I'm just inquiring, is there anything I can do for lymphedema?
Well, Thelma, the thing you've got to do is control it. So we've got Joe and Heinze, accumulated fluid in the legs that Thelma will be coping with. There's massage. There is a special group, Lymphedema Victoria. You're calling from where, Thelma? You're from Melbourne? Okay.
Sunshine.
Lovely. You can look up in your phone. I was going to say the phone book. How old's that?
Oh, Gerald, how old are you?
You can get one of the family or go online, Thelma, for Lymphedema Victoria. They have a wonderful support office here in Melbourne, and you can get all sorts of information there to just maintain quality of life. And they will also list specialist massage therapists out your way for you to make a difference. But is there a cure? No. We minimise the swelling. That's the aim.
All the best with that there, Thelma. Liz, we have time for your call. Hello there.
Hello, Liz.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. Gerald, I'm a little bit stressed here about this whole thing. Yes. About 3 weeks ago, they've diagnosed me with AF.
Yes.
Now, since then, I've been put on Xarelto and Flecainide.
Yes.
Now, and since then, I have been experiencing gradual building up, burning sensation on my skin, my body.
Yes.
Terrible burning. It's very uncomfortable. It's stressing me. I've never felt so unwell. I have a low appetite. I don't know. Is it possible that perhaps this medication is causing it?
Yes, it is, Liz, and it's certainly worth going back to the doctor, explaining, make a note of all those symptoms you've described. Make a very careful note of how you feel, what you're experiencing. Mm. Back to the GP and say, I am finding that since I started these two medications, this is happening. What are you going to do about it?
All the best with that, Liz. And I really love that tip to make a note. It's good to keep a diary of your symptoms. When you do go to see a GP, you can actually show them. See, look, this is what's happening.
Everything's so rushed, Joe. So you go to the GP and you've got about 2.5 seconds and then you're out.
That's such a good idea, Joe. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's simple, but it's important. Now, thank you so much for all of our callers this morning. We haven't been able to get to all of you, so please do go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab. Gerald is very devoted in answering as many questions as he can. To the most teased muffin recipe.
Oh, the great
we've anticipation.
All been waiting for this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Come on, Hosey, get on with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week on the House of Wellness, if you missed us at 2 p.m. on Friday, never fear, you can catch us today in the A to Z of Vitamins. I'm making muffins and not sweet muffins. We're talking savoury breakfast muffins. I am known for my desserts, but this time I'm putting my savoury hat on. They are packed with veggies. So if you've got young ones or even yourself, you struggle to get your daily intake of good veggie stuff, these are the muffins for you because you'd never know. They packed so much goodness into them. We got zucchini, capsicum, yellow capsicum. It is all in there and they are so good. They're gluten-free.
I've just
they're
noticed dairy-free. A good vegetable, Heinze. Streaky bacon.
You're a streaky bacon.
Well, do make sure you check out House of Wellness TV today on 7-2 at midday. And there's another beautiful story there around, some fantastic parenting tips using ancient tribes and what they have done as parents.
Team parenting.
Team parenting.
I know it's slightly different to parenting teens, Joe, but we both parent dogs. What's the rule? As a dog parent, on the bed or off the bed?
Oh, never on the bed.
No.
Not even in the bedroom.
No. Not at all?
No. Well, that's because I have an elderly cat on my bed.
What about during winter?
No.
Extra warmth.
No. All right, so make sure you check out House of Wellness TV. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, all Sukin products are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It has been lovely to spend the last hour with you on The House of Wellness. I've just been looking up houseofwellness.com.au and there's your recipe right there at the top.
Oh, smack bang, top of the homepage.
Under the Eat tab.
It's not hard to find there. Also featured on houseofwellness.com.au, COVID-19 vaccines, your burning questions answered. I think really important to be informed, Gerald.
Totally informed, Joe, but I think the message we're getting from not the politicians but the health experts is get vaccinated. And for those of you who want to email me and say I'm on the side of Big Pharma, get a life. Take response. Take response. Take
get
response.
You've heard it here, Gerald.
Take responsibility and just look after our kids and our grandchildren so that we can just get back to some sort of normality.
I like it, Gerald. Also, in the papers today, you have the House of Wellness lift out. Do check that out. Of course, you can check out TV today, midday on 7-2 and on Friday at 2 o'clock. Heinz, it's been gorgeous to see you as
Thank
always.
Thank you. I've got to go get on the Ask tab. I've got some burning questions on how I too can have Gerald's glowing complexion.
Bring it on, Hansie. Yeah, bring it on. I've had to work hard on that.
Yes, absolutely. You continue to. As always, check out houseofwellness.com.au. We thank you very much to all of our callers. Thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. And we will see you all next week.